Well, hello there. You all look like a nice group. I think I'll sit down for a spell. Let's see what I have in this big book, because you all look like you could use a story. A very wise woman once said, "Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it is the only thing that ever has." This is the story of a small group of children who worked together to make a difference and light up their world with the power of community. Once upon a time, a group of youngsters had an idea of how to foster peace on our planet.
You will want to find in your bulletin the lyrics to "I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing." The kids will handle the first two stanzas, and then we'll all sing the rest and repeat back to the top with everybody. Everybody, I'd like to see the world for once, all standing hand in hand, and hear them echo through the hills for peace throughout the land. That's the song I hear. Let the world sing today, a song of peace that echoes on and never goes away. I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to hold it in my arms and keep it company.
Those youngsters definitely had a plan. However, there were people in the community that felt it was just too hard to change the world. Luckily, an enlightened group of young hipsters knew that big change happens one step at a time. So they sang a song about a leader in Northern Europe long ago. Duke Wenceslaus was a very pious Catholic ruler who spent his life doing good works. He became the patron saint of the Czech Republic after he died. The Holy Roman Emperor Otto I gave him sainthood, regal dignity, and the title King Wenceslaus that we know him today.
The snow is snowing, the wind is blowing, but I can weather the storm. But what do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. I can't remember a worse December. Just watch those icicles fall. But what do I care if icicles fall? I've got my love to keep me warm. Off with my overcoat, off with my glove. I need no overcoat, I'm burning with love. My heart's on fire, the flame grows higher, and I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love, I've got my love, I've got my love to keep me warm. This next one is another sing-along, so the children will sing the first verse, and the rest of us will do the, I believe it's the second and, well, whatever's in the bulletin. There's been a lot of information flying around for the past 2-3 weeks about this service, so, yeah. Telling yonder peasant who is he, where and what his dwelling. Sire, he lives a good way hence, underneath a mountain, right against the forest fence, by St. Agnes Fountain. In his master's steps he trod, where the snow lay dinted, it was in the very sod which the saint had printed.
King Wenceslas was a hero in his community, and so was his page. It took courage and compassion to help the peasant. The page learned that we can all push through adversity together, one step at a time.
Yeah. live among you disguised as ordinary, mild-mannered children.
But we all discovered we all have...
superpowers!
Okay, everybody, mountain pose. Just like a mountain, we are strong and ready for anything.
Okay, dog pose, everyone. We try to be as loving and loyal and as non-judgmental as dogs.
Cobra! We are as flexible and focused as cobras, and we can do anything we set our minds to.
Warrior poses, everybody. Warriors are strong and helpful. We use our powers wisely.
Okay, everybody, tree pose. Like trees, we are rooted in the earth and able to withstand strong forces, and we are very balanced.
All right, everyone, bug pose. This pose is just plain fun. It shows we are willing to try new things and that we're open-minded.
And now we end with lotus position. This pose is about peace. It reminds us to think before we speak and to look inside of us for the answers.
All right, everyone, go to your favorite pose. The yoga superheroes hope that we've inspired you to all find your
superpowers.
Thank you very much.
We never know where we have superheroes in our midst. In the traditions of the season, faith communities have a kind of hero. The Christians have Jesus, and the Jews have Judas Maccabee of the Hanukkah story. As the young people demonstrated, we can all be heroes in our community.
Now, if you'll all turn to hymn number 221 in your gray hymnal. This Hanukkah song was actually new to me, but it was written by Peter Yarrow of Peter, Paul, and Mary. So, there's some tricky rhythms, but we will all muddle through together, okay? We are superheroes. And we are flexible. Please rise in body or spirit. Children, with thanks that their light didn't die. Light one candle for the pain they endured when their right to exist was denied. Light one candle for the terrible sacrifice justice and freedom demand. But light one candle for the wisdom to know when the peacemaker's time is at hand. Don't let the light go out, it's lasted for so many years. Don't let the light go out, let it shine through our love and our tears. Light one candle for the strength that we need to never become our own foe. Light one candle for those who are suffering the pain we learned so long ago. Light one candle for all we believe in, that anger won't tear us apart. And light one candle to bring us together with peace as the song in our heart. Don't let the light go out, it's lasted for so many years. Don't let the light go out, let it shine through our love and our tears. What is the memory that's valued so highly? We keep it alive in that flame. What's the commitment to those who have died when we cry out that not died in vain? Have we come this far, always believing that justice would somehow prevail? This is the burden, and this is the promise, and this is why we will not fail. Don't let the light go out, it's lasted for so many years. Don't let the light go out, let it shine through our love and our tears. Let's do that again. Don't let the light go out, it's lasted for so many years. Don't let the light go out, let it shine through our love and our tears.
The message was heard. The light of peace and justice will shine brightly when a community works together. The stories of the youngsters started to spread far and wide. Doubters started to change their way of thinking, and people started listening to the stories of heroes among us across the miles. Even in far-off lands, in small villages, the power of community thrived.
Once there was a woman who lived simply but happily with her family in a small village in China. One day, people of the village started having trouble with their eyesight. The doctor tried medicine after medicine, but nothing worked. Soon they found that they could not see at all.
I can't see. Who turned off the light?
Within a week, the woman's family started to show the symptoms as well. The woman was beside herself with why. She remembered one of the village elders talking about a miracle herb that could cure the strange illness. It could only be found somewhere on the other side of the bamboo forest. So the woman left her village early one morning. Many hours later, the woman came upon the gate wall. She sat down to rest, and as she rested, she looked around her. She noticed that a big rock had fallen from the wall, and it was surrounded by ants.
Move that rock, gang. We have to get home to our family.
We are all one.
Thank you for moving that rock. Now we can go through the crack in the wall. If you ever need us, just call for us.
All through the day, the woman walked.
I wonder how my family and friends in the village are doing.
I hope they aren't all blind now.
She was startled from her thoughts by a yell of a tiger.
I am really hungry. I think some express panda would really hit the spot.
You don't want to eat me. I'm mostly fat and bald.
Here, take some food. We are all one.
Open it. It's a cookie. That really hits the spot. Burp.
Thank you for saving my life. Now I will help you as you help me. The herb you seek can be found by an ancient cherry tree in the north edge of the forest. We are all one.
As the woman continued her journey, she began to notice that something was different. Oh no, everything is very blurry and gray.
With each step, it seemed that her eyesight got worse.
I've made it all this way, but I can't see to find the herb. I will never be able to see my family and friends again. I wish someone could help me. I can see. Thank you.
The woman took the herb and hurried back through the forest to her village. When she got there, everyone was completely blind.
I can't see to read my book. Now I have nothing to do and I'm bald.
I'm back. I have the herb.
Soon everyone had been cured and the woman was able to return to a simple and happy life because after all,
we are all one!
Well, those youngsters grew up to be some mighty fine folks, following their visions of peace, equality, and justice. They were peaceful warriors with open minds, loving hearts, and helping hands. So what do you think would happen if all these folks from around the world ran into each other?
We are going to talk about the ribbons that everyone should have received as you were walking in. And if you didn't get one, there are several people with baskets of ribbons, and you can get them.
This is what comes of not going to the rehearsal, because you know that the rest of the staff can handle this and you don't need to be at the rehearsal, speaking for myself. But I do, in fact, I did agree to open up this part. Every year for the last 3 or 4 years, we have, in fact, this age group, which, let me see, we're talking about our junior high youth, are passing out ribbons among you. And they're passing out Sharpies. This is an opportunity for each of us to write something on the ribbon that is a blessing for this community, a blessing for religious community in general, or a blessing for the world community. Please raise your hand if you need a Sharpie. What we do with these then is we hang them all from a long line in our courtyard, and like Tibetan peace flags, they flap in the wind, they stay there in the snow, they stay there in the rain, until they finally fade away. And those blessings, all these hundreds of blessings that we're now writing on our ribbons, go forth into the world as the months go on. So just keep your hand raised if you need something to write with or you need a ribbon. They will be brought to you. And then pass them in to an aisle. Just pass them toward an aisle and raise your hand when you're done. And our lovely junior high youth will, in fact, collect them. See? Just as Elia is doing here.
Yeah. Our youngsters found that as the communities join together through prayers and blessings, we add our power to the greater whole. Working together takes faith, strength, and commitment. But we can't forget to have a whole lot of fun. Think globally, party locally. With all this partying, the young folks decided to create their vision of a favorite Santa Lucia legend, which comes from a Värmland province of Sweden. There was a terrible famine, and the people were starving. A large white ship was seen coming through the night across the Lake Värnen. A beautiful woman was standing on the bow, dressed all in white, with a ring of light around her head. The country people boarded the boat and found it laden with plenty of food. They unloaded it, and as they were carrying it off, the last of the baskets, they looked back to see the ship had disappeared.
So I'm pretty sure it's time to turn to number 231 in your hymnal. We'll sing Angels We Have Heard on High in between cookies.
Thank you.
Our story is almost at an end, but the power of community shines in each and every one of us. We are all singers of peace, superheroes, and we all are together in the power.
Our closing words. The merry family gatherings, this is a family, the old, the very young, the strangely lovely way they harmonize in carols sung. For Christmas, for the holidays, for solstice, for Hanukkah, for Kwanzaa, is tradition time. Traditions that recall the precious memories down the years, the sameness of them all. And I will extinguish our chalice.